Claims that Australia is delaying Chinese student visas have highlighted a point of tension between the two countries. Chinese state media has suggested that Canberra is delaying the processing of student visas for political purposes. It's being seen as part of a broader diplomatic row over the level of Chinese influence at Australian university campuses, as Lucy Barber reports.
Chinese students spend billions of dollars a year attending Australian universities, but state media says they're abandoning plans to study here. A report in the Chinese-owned Global Times newspaper says it's because Canberra is deliberately delaying their visas. But China researcher Alex Joski says there's more to it.
So it seems like they're really just concocting this issue in order to stir up negative sentiments towards Australia from China.
Mr. Joski studies at the Australian National University. He says China's outrage over visa wait times is related to a bigger issue, national security.
I think it's really retaliation for the legislation that the Australian government's trying to put in against foreign interference and the debate that we're having in Australia, the extremely frank debate about the ways in which the Chinese Communist Party is infiltrating and interfering in Australia.
Last October, the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop gave a blunt warning to Chinese students affiliated with the Communist Party. She told them to respect freedom of speech. And China has reacted angrily to Australia's overhaul of espionage laws designed to crack down on foreign interference. Mr. Joski says China's trying to pressure the federal government to water down its proposed new laws.
I think China realises how much importance we place on our trade relationship with China. So they think that by using these economic levers, they can influence our policies towards China.
There are concerns the Communist Party tries to control Chinese students who study here. But former Foreign Minister Bob Carr disputes that.
I've watched in the bewilderment as the Australian media has run stories suggesting that they're spies or manipulators in classrooms. And there's been precisely no evidence of it.
Mr. Carr's the director of the Australia-China Relations Institute at UTS. It published a report last year which argues there's no evidence of suspect activity at universities.
There are four incidents that are the basis of all the headlines, and when you examine them, you find the Chinese students have done nothing wrong. They've disagreed with a lecturer about how he treats Taiwan or Hong Kong in classroom discussion.
The federal government's rejected suggestions it's delaying Chinese student visas on purpose. In a statement, it said less than 4% of applicants had waited for 6 months. Alex Joski doesn't think the number of Chinese students studying here will drop significantly.
In reality, it's more likely they might, you know, wind it down a little bit, but a total reduction would probably be too severe and quite counterproductive as a diplomatic tool.
China researcher Alex Joski ending Lucy Barber's report.